How are you? We need to get started. We are about 3 minutes or so after the scheduled time. I do realize that members are far, even when the departmental officials are not here. We just don't get used to sitting close by, you know. Perhaps that's what we needed to do for today. Sitting this side may not necessarily mean you are in the opposition. Just for us to see each other.
So,
exactly. Exactly. We should not have difficulty. Even our backup team or staff, you can come closely. I think there's no need to be so far away. The people who usually occupy this seat are not here, so it shouldn't be a problem. In terms of the new rules, even if members are three, as long as the decisions are not major, you can come with them. But now we sending apology from Honorable Samon. I spoke to him yesterday or so. He's saying things look a bit better, but you know it's difficult. He may say that when in fact he's still a bit challenging. So I've come to terms with that. We also got an apology from Honorable Madilo. Was not well. The chairperson is not going to be here. Got another outing or gone to China, so it's not in the country. Not in the country. Now we need to proceed with this meeting. It's a meeting which should not necessarily take long. I think you will realize on the agenda. We decided that we cannot waste this day and not do anything. But we wanted to deal with issues that are more internal to the committee than interacting with area stakeholders and so on and so on. Although I must indicate that given the fact that the beginning of the year and the week that we had so many other things, we did not necessarily have meetings and we postponed in other days that were supposed to have met, we now are going to find ourselves under serious pressure to try and complete the kind of work that we have got. That having been said, I would like to welcome everybody who made it to this meeting. Thanks a lot for being there all the time. You know, your loyalty and your taking your work seriously does encourage, so that we all know that at the end of the day we'll pursue our job as mandated by the Constitution and to make sure that South Africa benefit ultimately. So thanks a lot. This meeting is declared open unless if there's any other apology that may need to be given, which we don't know. I still do not have EFF or and I'm told other than the apologies given, there are no other apologies. So any member who may not be here yet will take it, either they will join the meeting in the process or something like that, or will be informed later what could have been the problem. The agenda members is as is there. May I find out if members have some amendment to make in the agenda, or we're proceeding with it as a proposed? Okay.
No, let's
proceed. Okay. May I
ask? Can I call Quilt?
Okay. Wait. You need to be recorded, so we need to have a mic coming to you.
I just want to ask, I know it's on the agenda and it's not on the point and the chair's not here, but I would just like to ask if the committee is going to do anything, seeing that the Northwest is going ahead with the auctioning of the animals, even though the committee said that it's like kind of in limbo, it should be paused until further notice. So we never gave officially, like, said, okay, you guys can go ahead, but now the 10th of March, there'll be an auction. So I'm just worried that
it's going to clash with what we said, etc.
If we can just maybe take it
up
with someone from the committee side.
I think it's part of our program, but it will also be in some minutes. Perhaps if we could help deal with it there, so that we don't... Yeah, okay. Thanks. May I request the member of to take this chair, so that they are also closer to the mic. And if you have to make your inputs, valuable inputs, they should be under record. Yes. Sorry for that, but just a slide thing. Yeah, whichever way you can either share it or just make sure that you are closer to the mic, both of you.
so that we
don't struggle to get what we say. Thanks a lot. Then that takes us to item 2. Which is the consideration and adoption of the first term committee program. We had the program as circulated. I take it most members got the program when Friday also. Yeah, so you could have gone through it. But one thing that I should indicate forcefully is that already we were implementing the program even before it came for official adoption by the committee. This is the program that we have been using. But as members would know, it is always proper to have the committee saving. The program saving in the committee, in the portfolio committee, so that you know what is coming. You can anticipate, you can plan, you can prepare for whatever items. Now, if we don't adopt it, it will mean that we're almost going to conclude the first term without members having known exactly what was driving us, what was guiding us to meeting these other people. So there we are. You will realize then that based on what I said, the first page, the second, and up to almost week 5, which is on page 3, week 6 is what we have implemented. All those are done. We are on week 6, which is Tuesday, the 28th is today, and we are dealing with those items there. So up to that point, we are fine. What then follows week 7 up to week 15, phase 3 up to the last phase, phase 5, is the items that should serve in the committee in those weeks as indicated. However, even before I give you space to make input, you will realize that given the challenges we have got of time, because we've got the pressing issues that should go in this quarter. Some of them surely will go to the second term, but we've got issues that must serve in this particular term. Then to accommodate most of those, you will realize that in week 8 and 9, we also have got Wednesdays and Fridays to try and make up for the time loss. Of course, we treat this program as a living document. So if there are particular challenges, we can still make amendments here and there. But the issue, I think what is key, is the issues that must come to the committee. The date is something else, but that's what we wish to do. I'm raising the Wednesdays because we know that some members serve in other committees. So on Wednesdays, they often have difficulty coming to the Portfolio Committee on Environmental Affairs. And it's not their own choosing. So attempts were unfair to other members who may be lagging behind, not because of their either laziness or whatever. They will so much want to pursue issues in environment, but because of our program, they may not be there. I think that does explain a little bit why Wednesdays may be reconsidered where possible. You know, but for now, the program may stand as is. I don't know how members will want us to go through this, whether you want us to deal with each item, or I take it as read, and therefore, if members have got an issue, you just pick on the issue you want to raise it, or if you think this term were not accommodating everything that you wanted raised, you can then make that input. Let me take Honorable Edward and then Honorable Ross.
Thank you. I'll be quick. I've got 2 points. My first one is a request, rather. If we can finish this out, or closer to the time, I know it's a month away, that I see we've got the oversight. If we can just have a draft idea of what we're going to do, so we also can prepare ourselves as well. I don't really need the finer details, but I just need to know kind of what we're going to look at and so on. And then I think the Wednesday's ideas, the Wednesday's, the sittings, I think it's okay if we can just make sure then that all the other members who are not on other committees, they just sit in and we can share what happened. Because I'm looking at the Wednesdays and they're pretty full, and the Fridays as well, so I'm just scared that we're not going to finish. And then we just put a bigger workload on the next term. So I would propose that we keep the Wednesdays, and then we just make sure that we share the information and take notes for our colleagues, etc.
Okay.
Thank
you, Chair. I have 2 things. The Northwest donation. I was approached by the experts that were referred to by the department and the MEC, and they said they were disagreeing with the information that this committee had been given. These are the guys up in Northwest, and they said they would be prepared to come down and give their side of the story to this committee. So I approached our chairperson, and I want to read the letter. He said, "Dear Honourable Burden, thanks for the documents. As discussed yesterday, there is no problem in allowing experts to come to leave the committee so that we can gain more insight into this donation. Please find out from them when they're willing to come. to the committee and revert back to me. So they have been corresponding, our chairperson and these, and then one of the experts. So somehow I'd like the committee to give consideration to finding a time where we can interview these guys. They're prepared to put their jobs on the line and come and address it. So I've discussed it with the chairperson. It's not new to him. But where we find a gap, I don't know, because obviously they will need some warning themselves. The other one is the oversight to SASOL. If we could be presented or given some background of what we're going to be, in other words, some documents or what to prepare ourselves for that visit. I'm a new boy here, so I'd just like some background information and some more information on that oversight week that we've got planned for the end of March. Thank you.
On the oversight, usually there is preparation that we do, and we do share with members in the meeting to say this is what's going to happen, and this is what necessitates this oversight, as opposed to going elsewhere. You know, why is it urgent, and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. So I take it that preparation will still come. So it won't be like we travel before we know, not just logistics, but actual work that will be doing there, not how we travel and so on and so on, and our child will be moved in, not that. The real context why, other than choosing another area, why are we going to that area? So that is taken, and it's something that will be done. The second one on the donation, I think I'm privy to that kind of issues you're referring to. I know we're not as a committee concluded this work on Northwest, because we still needed to finalize on our own based on that report and other things. Probably it was going to be useful if they were to appear before the committee, even before we finalize the matter. Something like that, but let's leave that to the reward of the program with the chairperson to say when will that be accommodated. Are we fine with that? Okay. If we're done on it, I take it we agree with the spirit of the program as drafted, rather than the one on the donation. I think that's the critical one, which may be in addition to the problem. Okay. I take it we're done. May I then specifically have members who move for the adoption of the program so that we know that it's being moved and seconded? Honorable Peter.
Thank you very much, Chair. I move the adoption of the program.
Thanks. Again.
I'll second it with
the amendment.
Yeah.
Okay.
The amendment on record.
Okay. No, that's fine. Thanks a lot, the members. We can then move to the third item. You'll see on the program or the agenda for today, we've got two items, two. But the other one is supposed to be item three. So that's not a problem. Consideration and adoption of report. We've got two reports that have been finished to us, which happened almost the same week. The first is the one on the people's and parks, and the other one is the site. I know that we've got one member who wasn't there, so if you are disadvantaged a little bit, and it will give you more information to know what happened so that going forward, certain things will not be challenges to know. How perhaps we could proceed with these two reports is that we can go, the first one is not cached, both of them are not cached. So we'll work on the basis. Then we'll work on the basis of the page. The other one, not page, but it's fine. On the one that is page, the people can pass. Let's work on the pages, assuming the first one, which is the background, is the first page. Now, we could then, if members have got an issue or want to correct anything, indicate. Because, you know, when we take these as read, we don't want to waste time on them. But also with a rider that if members later on or in future pick up something that is controversial, cannot be in the archive of the portfolio committee, we can redo that work. It shouldn't be like once we have passed, we cannot go back in the same committee. So if the committee feels there is something wrong that we have done at some point, we can go back and rectify that kind of an issue. But I'm just saying those that may not be major, we can live with them. Okay, I take it there's nothing on page one. Page two, which is just on the back of page one. I think the majority of us were there in the people's impact, so it shouldn't be a problem. We don't need to explain anything. Okay. Page three. I think you do see our involvement there through the chapter as well. Page four. Page 7. I take it probably because it was not necessarily our meeting. We're invited, we're observing, we made an input through the chapter. Even most of those issues there, it's not for us to implement them or to deal with them. It was a courtesy by the department to say, come and have a feel of how people send parks, kind of workshops or meetings do. So we have got an idea of what happened. And next time around, by the way, are they annual or biannual? Biannual, yeah. So later on we may, if you will still be in this committee, Honorable Ross, you will as well probably be there and just see the kind of issues they discuss. Members, do I get an impression that we are adopting the report? Honorable Edwin? Yes.
Sorry, I read through it yesterday, but something just caught my eye. The fourth conclusion and resolution that we took, is it that engage with the Committee on Land and Mineral Resources or the Lakes Committee? Okay, fine. So I'm asking, the fourth resolution says that we will engage with a select committee on land and mineral resources. So I was just asking if it's a select committee or the committee, but she said no, it's selected. So I can't remember.
In fact, they don't have a specific committee on environment. It was the select committee encompasses a lot of that. That's how it's named that end. So environment included. Yeah. Okay. So, thanks, members. Who's seconding or moving for the adoption and is it adopted? We can't assume the committee as a whole adopted it. So there must be specific members who move and second, so that tomorrow specific individuals are held accountable, not the committee. Because we can't point a finger to the committee, it's not if another one would say I was not there and so on and so on. So who's moving?
Although I want to move for the adoption, I'm really scared because of what I was not part of the meeting. I think Honorable Edward came to bed.
Oh. I can move it because I was there, and you can second. But you must say it if you're seconding the. I move for the adoption.
I'll think.
Thanks. Honorable Kekan, were you not there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was
not. He was a class. Oh, not people can pass. Oh, okay. Okay. No. So next time around, we'll give you the opportunity to feature them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. No, it's fine then. The scientist one, then we were there in our numbers. Of course, as indicated, it was a high level one and hosted by our own country, and it was successful. It was on the media most of that week, although did not attend the entire CITES meeting. There are times when you don't necessarily need the politicians. It's more bureaucrats who work on those issues and the experts in the area. So we attended for about how many days? A week or so. And the rest of the days, they remained working on without some of us. But the part that were there, I think we benefited a great deal through all those platforms that we attended to. But there is the report. The way it's packaged, follows logically
done to have the CITES report, because the technical people who were supposed to capture the report, they were not there to move up the whole. So the chairperson was supposed to submit the dates that we were not there to incorporate it, but he hadn't done that.
Okay. fine. The colloquium that we had leading to the society, the main one, and apparently will not have the report on the society itself, the Central Convention. Okay. Yeah, we are on page one. As I said, that they are not paid, but they follow logically the way it's packaged. That's what we must do. We must work on the basis of the topics, either introduction and so, or item one, including the sub items there. Item 2. I know most members were not in the colloquium. Honorable Edward, were you there? Yeah, I remember you were there. Second. You were not there? You left? No, yes, you were there. I think you left. You were taken out of the meeting. Yeah. Honorable Edward? No, I'm sorry. Yeah. You are not there. I was there the first day. Honorable Edward has now joined. Yeah. Okay, you are arriving at the time when your attendance is very critical. Otherwise, it was going to be technically problematic to adopt the report. Do you have the report with you then?
Yes, I do, sir.
And you, okay. Probably you have gone through it also before.
Yes, I did.
So, because here we have got members mostly who are not there. And their input is constrained by the fact that they did not participate. But you know the nature of Columbia. It's wherein people discuss various issues, and it's sort of some festival of ideas that you can't pin anything onto it. Other than that, members who are in attendance benefit from various speakers or various NGOs or whatever the grouping they represent. So it's more to confirm that this is what we saw. It may not be about what was discussed in the meetings. I just want us to understand the approach, so that we cannot argue now. No, this issue, that issue, you know. So the issue is whether how it's presented is how we have seen it, you know, and then leave it at that, because otherwise it's difficult to make it our own. Usually these meetings or those platforms, we converse so that when we are in our own meetings, we are more informed. We understand what happens, we understand the various views out there in society. So that we are not only receiving information from the department, for instance, all the time. So the department, yes, they're dealing with that, but even where they are biased, you cannot tell if you always go to the department. But if you also invite research institutions, institutions of higher learning, NGOs in the field, they've got to come and share their views in the in a common platform, you start shaping where society goes. So all I'm saying, when we're there, coming to adopt those reports is very difficult to anyone to claim those discussions or ideas as yours. You know? So So if the if members understand how I'm putting it, our adoption will be in line with that. To say, difficult as it is, but this is what we have seen on the date in question. Are we agreed? Okay. So may I get whether members move for the adoption and second the adoption. But this, I will just prepare. Yeah, and also to our adoption of the report is also to witness that the day happened and it was not a waste of taxpayers' money. Otherwise people can come here and say, we had the corruption when it never happened. So, yeah, Honorable Heather.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And apologies for coming late. Chairperson, I think you've just laid the way forward on adopting this report. Would like to move that this report to be adopted as a true reflection of what transpired in that colloquium which happened last year. So I don't think there are any issues because, as you put it correctly, those were the presentation that we received from stakeholders which we can't dispute or argue on their presentation. I think by saying so, say I move that the report be adopted. Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Edward, to the second.
Okay.
Thanks, colleagues. Let me also indicate that we did receive your apology earlier. It's not like the meeting was not aware of your whereabouts. So, yeah, we were informed. Thanks a lot for coming and to make understanding that it was not giving you some justification to proceed wherever. Okay. Members, we now on the minutes. We have got quite a few sets of minutes of the things that were done before. Just to remind Honorable Edwards that on the one that you raised earlier before we started about the donation, just note the minutes there so that when we are there, we have that light discussion. Yeah, yeah. We starting with the minutes of the 11th October. You will realize that not much was done there while we were meeting the Auditor General's office. It's a four-pager kind of minute. So the minutes up to particularly around October, the ones up to the 28th of October. To say, members, is that all I wanted to say is that the one for AXA and Source and Sambi and them, it was before we adopted the RRR. So these minutes are sort of incorporated there in that report. I have to give a background slightly, Honorable Ross, is to say that leading to the RRR report, the budget recommendations report. We have meetings with stakeholders and ultimately go to that report and adopt it. And after adopting of that report, we proceed to debating in the House on the basis of the report adopted by the committee. So these minutes, by the way, have sort of incorporated already and adopted. Technically, it means these minutes are adopted. So it may not make sense to say we don't adopt this one, but we have adopted the BRRR, wherein these minutes were incorporated. Do members understand what I'm raising?
It's muddy. It's muddy.
So I'm just saying it's like redundance or some sort of, there we are. So this one, sort of, we may check them as adopted.
Which one?
11 and 14. Unless if we want just for formalities to just say secondary is adopted. But it doesn't make sense, basically. It doesn't make sense. Yes, Honorable Adam.
Thank you, Chair, because if we go through that process, then I will raise the issues arising from the minutes, so it won't make sense if we start to adopt them as such.
Exactly the point. We can't go back now and, so, okay. Fine. We're starting on the 18th October. The first page is mostly members who attended and so on and so on, and if there's anything there, it may be about spelling mistakes or somebody who might not have apologized, and people say you are not in attendance or might have apologized, and the person is not indicated anywhere. The unfortunate part is that this minute sideline Honorable Ross, unfortunately, but it's understandable. Members, do we have anything there? It also has issues to do with COP17 and other issues, most of which we have dealt with. But perhaps what we may need to do in all these meetings, we may need to go to the resolution mostly, and then satisfy ourselves whether that captures what we did and whether we're making particular follow-ups about that. Remember, it was at the time when we were dealing with the Canadian area. And it was topical at the time, and we subsequently held good meetings and briefings by the department, thorough briefings, comprehensive, and I think members still have those reports. And all we needed also was to check whether we may need to review some of those, how they are funded, the third party resources are sourced and allocated in that regard. I think members remember that. In the main, that was the thing. So if there's no other thing members believe who have not captured on this minute, we can then safely adopt the minute. Am I getting an indication whether we are fine? And most of us were there. But I need people, individuals, who take responsibility. One of the brave. Honorable Jacka.
Chair, I take responsibility to adopt this.
Thank you. Yes, there we have any second. Honorable Hatteva. May you do that through the recording.
I second the adoption of the minute as.
But that was never heard on the system because you have not.
I second the adoption of the minutes as presented by Honorable Tikana.
Thanks a lot. We're now on the minutes of the 26th October. Again, first page. Talks to the issues that we did, and by that time that report also served of the triple R, the budgetary review and recommendations report. So we can safely go to page 3 and move up to the discussions and the resolutions on page 4.
Mm.
And may I get an indication if members agree or differ with that? The second bullet anyway, or let me say both of them, were to serve in the committee, that is part of the program. The Energy Research Center served in the committee again last week. Last week. Yes. So all that was agreed upon was handled as far. May I as well get an indication whether we are adopting that?
I move for the adoption of the minutes as a full reflection of the 25th October 2016. Thank you.
Okay. Members, any second?
Second.
Honorable Edward, seconded. Thanks a lot. Yes, Honorable Hadam.
It's a commentary. I think in future we need to, when we have meetings, to bring the previous minutes of the meeting that we held to be adopted on that meeting. Otherwise, now it's a fruitless exercise because some of the issues that we would like to discuss on the matters that are arising from these minutes, we can't because they are, I don't know. But that's a commentary. I'm not blaming you. It's just a comment.
Saying they must come almost immediately and not take long.
Yes, because now when we are adopting something which happened in October last year, and now it's like towards the end of February. I'm sticking to the table stuff.
No, I think that is noted. In fact, the minutes of the 25th and the 28th, it's almost the same thing. Like I'm saying also, they served on the... So what we're saying is that they've been overtaken by events, so things have been adopted. Yeah, it's more formality. I think that is taken. It's taken. Thanks a lot. We are now on the... Which one? The
18th
November.
8th November. No, today is 28th October, and yeah, 18 and 28, it's almost the same.
Yeah.
We're on the 8th November, the 3-4 page. May we get
Sorry, let me just speak on into the report. The resolution on the report produced on 28th of October, I think the committee resolved bullet number one, we can delete it better, because we knew as
for the 8th.
Yeah, the 18th. 28th of October. We can delete the first bullet now, because ESCOM doesn't match for us. We knew the radio policies, but they were correct. They were telling us.
Oh,
yeah. We can just delete that one.
But that's what happened in the minutes.
So we can't delete it. Go ahead, first one. What is
it? It reflects what happened, but ESCOM, yes, was not within its bound.
Yeah,
all jurisdictions, but it happened in the middle.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. No, it's fine. So we are now on the 8th of November. Huh? Yeah. So I wanted members who are on the resolutions on page 4. All those four bullets. Yeah. Under bullet what?
I want to look specifically at page 4 at the last resolution to see the committee says they're going to visit working on fire projects in January 2017 to interact with firefighters. Okay, so it's the last of February. So are we still going to do it? Are we planning on doing it? Because it's already, well, technically a month.
That's a meta-analysis for me.
Yeah, but you're not having a problem with the money. You're just asking what we're doing to cover that evolution.
Yes, I'm just asking,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with the minutes as such, but I do think that if you take a resolution as a committee, we need to discuss the fact that we set a goal for ourselves and we did not meet it.
No, I hear you on that one, in terms of the implementation of the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the minutes, can I get the one who's adopting or moving for adoption and the second one?
Chairperson, I move that the minutes as presented is the true reflection of the meeting that happened on the 8th of November 2016, and I move for adoption.
Okay. Honorable Nyong.
Chairperson, I second. Honorable
Hadebe,
thank you.
Okay. That's great. We're done with those ones. The minutes on the. On the 29th November.
Are we just doing the minutes and checking if they're okay, or are we doing minutes or issues arising from the minutes? Matters arising.
We can do that as well. We can look at those that we think they were not implemented as we expected. Like we wanted to know what would happen on the visit and so on. Let's note that. And then come later.
Put it on record.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And the resolutions on the this one on page 4 as well. That is it. Yes, 29. This is the one that Honorable Edward also raised the issue. And it's a matter that is not necessarily concluded. But what I'm taking on now is whether all these issues is what was discussed in a meeting. Yeah. To give you some time slightly for that.
Mm-hmm.
have issues with those?
Comment here?
Yes, Honorable Hadda.
If my memory serves me correctly, I remember there was another portfolio which was also part of the discussion, but I don't see anywhere or on the attendance, it's not mentioned.
Agriculture.
Yes, yes, yes. You remember there were two portfolios discussing this issue of the donation of available spaces. I think if it, maybe if we can include that as well, and there are attendance as well. Because if you look at page 3.
What is that? There's a sentence there under, within that paragraph, under those bullets.
The
last one that says it also suffices to state that one of the members of the Proposal on Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries has been. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, yes, yes. I remember there was another portfolio here. They don't appear on the.
Or the one or joined up.
They don't appear on the attendance register.
Oh, on the attendance register?
Yeah, but they are mentioned on the discussion.
Okay.
All of a
sudden. Oh, no, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you, yes. We must correct them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the minutes are as agreed. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, thanks then.
So are the methods arising, are they being noted there? If there is committee, they come back to them. No, come back to them.
Okay. We are on the minutes of the 24th, then what? Is it not adopted? Okay. The ones on the 29th November. May we adopt those? Who's moving, Honorable Nyam?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of this minute as a total resolution of the 29th November 2016 with the amendments. Thank you.
Okay, and
the Wolf,
seconded,
Honorable Hadda. I second,
Professor. Okay, seconded, done. Now we are on the one for the 24th of January.
that on the bills are in the program. Honorable Edward, your issue keeps coming. The love but one, so that will end it. Members, are we adopting this minute? Okay. But yes, I'll be using the recorded, the recording system.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of this minutes of the 24th of 2017 as a true reflection. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, then. Honorable Hadev, it's like you are forever ready with your mic on, always forever ready to.
Oh, I second, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Now we're on the one for the 14th February. No, we'll be given them. Let's allow some 2 minutes or three to get sorted around us. Advantage of this 3 minute break after me without one question.
Okay.
We have been waiting for you. Now that you died, we have whatever. And do the minute of the 14th February 2017. In terms of the resolutions, we have got three. And all of those are in the program. The program we adopted earlier. So they will still come as a result. But now, but this time around, Honorable Ross, you have been asked, so you have got no... why you come to make your point clear if there is you do have something. So there we are. We are just thinking whether we are adopting this meaning. Yes, Honorable Tinker.
I adopt the meaning
of two that we adopt. Honorable Nyam.
No,
14th. We have passed the 24th January. We're supposed to deal with the 31st directed by you, and only to find that other members don't have the copies that are being attended to. So now we're dealing with the 14th February, and we have since adopted them. In the meantime, as Mr. Darren is looking for the other copy. So what else could be dealing with the matters arising so that we don't just wait? What I know is that there was an issue around the donation. The other which relates to the visit to the working on fire.
Okay.
I'm not sure if other members have got other matters that are arising from the minutes general.
I also wanted to know if the department as well as the AG's office have sorted the issue of the MSC, the modified case standard. And the other one, we wanted to know as the portfolio committee why the AG's office changed the Sunday audit findings without stating any reason why they without any justification. It was one of the recommendations of the portfolio, because we realized when they did the presentation that the findings were changed. So we wanted to know what are the justifications for such change. I don't know whether we'll be able to discuss this now in the absence of the department, especially the CG. Thank you, sir.
Okay. I think what we have here is basically still to the one on Sunday. I think it's part of the program somehow. We're supposed to meet the AG again and that resolution.
Okay.
So they're coming. Okay. We'll meet with them. The one on the modified case standard, I think we're awaiting their resolution.
Okay.
Both the department and the Auditor General's office. Once they've concluded in terms of how they interpret all that, they'll come back to us to indicate what the new approach or mode of operation will be. So that's fine. Let's then, it's also the program, yes. But I'm just saying that once they're done, it doesn't help to have them on the program. They come, but they're not finalized conclusion. Okay. There's that discussion. So once they're done, as the program indicates, they must come to share with us. The visit to working on fire, I think we might have just delayed or overtaken by insight, so I don't think there's an explanation on it.
Not
as far as I know, yes. But it was good that you picked that up, because with them, I know there's been hard at work with the fires that were here in Cape Town and so on. So even if we did not go before, we can still go to get an account of what happened, how many lives did we lose, were they up to the task, what could be the challenges, what is it that we may do in future to assist them. So I think that should remain. Even as we pass or went beyond January. So if we find any time, I think we should try and visit them. So that should remain, except the issue of the date. So the real issue that we may want to look at now is the donation part. So let me allow you to give that context, and then we'll be able to attend to it. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. As I say that we've heard that there are that the Northwest Department, have sent out invitations inviting people to a auction. Based on the 10th of March, I just filed it out before committee. I just want the committee to take a resolution or to take a stance, because remember, and this is from the minutes now, let me quickly tell you which one this is. This is on the 24th of January. It says, with regard to the Northwest Department of READS, or donation of high value game species to private individuals, the detailed report will be compiled. And the two committees, which is Environmental Affairs and Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, recommendation will be forwarded to the embassy and the department, which means that obviously until then she cannot do anything. And the previous minute was the 29th of November, the first time they came before the committee. It says in the resolution that the MEC should halt the process of donating the outstanding animals in terms of the agreement with SARGBA, until the committee has reacquainted itself with the process. Okay, so now we've done it in the second meeting, and then still the resolution says that she basically, or the department should, of Reed, should wait until this committee and DAF, Agriculture and Forestry Issues, comes back to them. So I think a month later, which is, it's now, 24th of Jan, now, it's a month, it's not unreasonable. I think, I really feel that we need to take either a resolution, take a stance, or say something, because it will blow up in our faces. We said no, keep it, just wait a minute, and then they go in less than a month. If you think that the invitations were sent out about a week ago, which means it was in the week of the 24th. So that means a month. I mean, really, do they disrespect this committee or the authority of this committee that falls under and works under the minister? Do they really disrespect us so much? Because, I mean, you can see it in a minute. The resolutions are there, it's very clear. So I just want us to have a chat about it, please. Thanks.
I think Honourable Edward has a very valid point there, and it's a serious one. But also under the resolution, we read the Rhino report should be submitted to the committee. I don't remember seeing one. So it seems like they're not taking this committee seriously at all.
Chairperson, I'm not sure whether there was any communication that was sent to the chairperson, because who, according to the IMEC, she was going to compile a report and then send that report to the chairperson of the portfolio. I'm not sure. I don't know whether Honorable Mahewa Dubela will assist in this regard, if there was any communication received from the provincial department with regards to the issue at hand.
Now,
ours was not ready to take over their functions at the provincial level. And I think that's what made the minister for some time not being able to get to them, direct or instruct what they must do. I think this is a constitutional predicament, because it gives both spheres power to do certain things. But because we oversee policy implementation at the national level, that's when we said no, but that gives us a problem the way it was done. And that nationally, there was no policy that directed all of them what to have a standardized manner of handling it. So that's where we are. The third point is that I had got an indication from the chairperson that even the portfolio committee was invited to the auction, you know, and have the, I want to show how transparent they are now so that there are no issues later or something like that. No, that's my reading. I'm not saying it's any conclusion. It's my reading to say they reaching out to us to say we have nothing to hide. Here we are. Come and see as we auction. Now, the issue may be whether auctioning and donation is the same thing. You know, it may not be the same thing. But depending on what people want to do in an auction, if the auction has got some ulterior motive, or then what is how do I put it? Predetermined outcome. You know what will happen in the auction already, or you fix the certain things beforehand, then that's something else. But they may want us to be party to that exercise, so that later they say, but you were there, you have seen these things happening. If there was an issue, you should have raised it there and then. You know, so I'm not sure how ultimately the chair will handle or want to handle that part, whether we want to be party or to send some delegation or whatever. There's no conclusion. But I'm saying I know of what you're talking about. The issue may be whether our discussion necessarily reached that point to say they can't auction, they can't do anything, and so on and so on. I don't necessarily think so. It may be a gray area that in our discussion with them might have left out unattended to. So it depends on how we interpret that ourselves and how they, wherever they're sitting, interpret the same issue. Honorable Ross and Sadeva later, I think.
Yes, Honorable Chair, I think you've done pretty well in summarizing it, because there are two issues here. One is historical, which we haven't cleaned up yet. We're not finished with that investigation on the donation. There's a big difference between a donation and an auction. So an auction going forward, I don't see personally too much problem with that, because each province does an auction. On the Eastern Cape, there's a game auction on surplus animals that they might have in their reserves. But I don't think that they should use this auction to try and cover up what's happened in the past. And I don't think that we must take our eye off the donation, because that has not been finalized yet, and that's, I feel strongly about that.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think my colleague has covered me quite clearly on the issue of the when they do the auction, if they have the excess species. So that's what we wanted to ask, if they the auction will be based on the species that they have in excess in their parks. But it doesn't take away the fact that environment is the custodian. I mean, actually, that department is the custodian of environment, wildlife, as well as wildlife. So it doesn't give them, I mean, a free fall to do as they please, because they are given a responsibility to look after the wildlife for the northern northwest. So, but I think you have covered me there. The clarity that we need to seek is to find out from them exactly, are they selling these or are they auctioning these excess species that they have in the parks while we are still pursuing the issue, because now that the chairperson is not around, I don't want us to discuss or preempt the discussion. Maybe the chairperson will come back and say, no, look, this is the way that I've planned to go forward with the issue. So, yeah, but I think Ross covered me there on the issue that I wanted to ask.
Yes, members, what I wanted to say is that in an auction, supposedly everybody has to be invited, has to be alerted to say there's an auction. So anyone and everybody can go as long as they've got interest. We can all be there to buy whatever, as the highest bidder gets whatever. You know, yes, but then if you know that very few can buy this or whatever, you know. But I'm just saying, you may not know how it will be handled. I don't know, but by take of an auction, you say these are the following products or items we had. Any bidder come forward, then you go there, you see, or they put a figure, an amount, if they, yeah, to say, this is 100,000. And another one says, no, I'm ready to take it 150,000, and the other one says 200,000. You go like that until people start saying, but it doesn't make economic sense. I can't buy this thing at 300,000, and then they start withdrawing. And the one who has put extra rent above everybody else takes the item or the product, whatever. Now that's an auction. And it's public. And everybody has been notified to say come. Unlike the issue we're dealing with pertaining to the donation, which was like a specific company given preference to say bring your proposal and then we'll give you this thing ahead of everybody else, and the other people who requested similar kind of treatment were never given. You know, the others were suppressed, and this one sort of what is it, lifted up and given favorable treatment, and then they went away with I won't say murder, but they went away with now everybody else in that space never contested. Never contested. So yes, at the auction level, people are going to contest, and they will try and be transparent. Well, I may not be sure of the details how the auction will be handled, but this is two different things. You may find that it's fine, transparent, nothing wrong with that. And they can prove that, no, yes, we do have excess species, whatever, they can prove that. It may not even be high value of species, that option. So that you may be seated thinking, or because we treat them with suspicion, even if they are going to be auctioning in balance, we say, hey, what is this auction about? You know, but there may be no issue in that regard, you know, depending on how they handle it and what is. Perhaps then we can have an issue. So I wanted us to treat it that way. Like I said, I may not be with responding with authority, but at least just to keep the committee at peace with the fact that we may not be facing a major problem in terms of the auction. But the donation, we still have a place. We must finalize our report, and it, as we said, it was going to be good if we had interacted as well with these other ones who are coming forward to say they think there's more to this thing than how we're briefed at the committee, and we are ready to meet with them. So once we meet them, then we're able to finalize, having understood this thing well in a balanced manner, so we're able to make intelligent decisions in that regard. If members agree, it will mean this matter is concluded. Okay. That's how we're concluding on it. Let's get back then to the minutes of the 31st. And how we put them on record, we will put them as minutes concluding, minutes of arrival.
that part of some plans to do with according that. Yeah. So we are on the minutes of the 31st, and anyway, if there's something on them, we can still discuss it as a matter arising from his one as well. I'm not closing matters arising, I'm just saying we must have logic in our minutes. Now, there we are, we can again, on this one, I was not there. And then there is no clear resolution, but you raise issues, you discuss, they responded to your issues. So perhaps this one will maybe bound to go, particularly from 3.1. Yeah, we may be bound to get what they said to do and how they responded, whether you are satisfied without the matters were have been captured here. If you believe something was left out as well, you can tell. I'm just saying members can pick any issue from page 4, 5, and if you think something is not well captured or must be amended somehow, we can do that. Page 4, do we have anything?
Yes.
Page 5? Was it ended or was it used to sound the Stellenbosch? Do you think something on page 6 needed to be added? Or the visit was fine? You had a long day there. You had a long day. Yeah, but hopefully you enjoyed it. The garden is nice and good. Unless if you were just in a meeting, you never went around to the garden. But the garden is big and beautiful. Were you able to move about? Okay. So that's good. Yes, Honorable Kitchen.
Okay. Without wasting time, I move this minute of 31/1/2017 because I was there fully. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any second? Do you have any second? Okay. Thanks a lot. Is there any matter arising? I don't think anything here. Do we have something? We are fine. Like we said earlier, if something happens to be there and members feel strong, we can't close members out on such issues. So there's no problem with it. Okay. Then members, that in the main brings us to the conclusion of our work for today. And once more, I would like to thank all of you for having come to this meeting. Actually, this is one of the meetings wherein our work has not been so exhausted. So, we've got a good day, a relaxed bit of a day, but nothing to reduce the necessary stamina for the future meeting. So you must not
not waste your energy. I am saying that for each other. But yes, do go to the program, because the program is the main thing. See whether there are items we need there to cause the department to account and also to fulfill our mandate. Thanks a lot. The meeting is adjourned.
Just to remind you that there is an invite, particularly for those members who are part of the Moroccan COP22 presentation. It's invited for a meeting tomorrow on that side. What time is it? Where do we turn?
Thank you.